You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
What is good with you on this Monday? We hope you had a good weekend. He is Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman, a little Freddie and Fitzsimmons for you in the AM on the mighty ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPN2. Brother Fitzsimmons, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning, my man?
Man, with that open, I'm getting drawn off sides, and Freddie, I'm going to do my best to keep my hand in the dirt right now.
Why are you drawing off sides?
Dak and Trey Lance thing, living in Dallas, Texas, having people over to my house on Saturday. All I wanted to do was enjoy the appetizer week zero for college football, where now we got the big boys getting ready to go swap paint like LSU, Florida State coming up on Sunday night, where I'll be with Kesty and Kelly Stauffer. No, instead of just kicking back and enjoying that week before Christmas on Saturday, the entire conversation in my house, I had to throw people out of here.
Really?
Dak and Trey Lance. And is Trey Lance signing Trey Lance? Is that a message to Dak? Get out of the house. Just get out. Leave now. Put the chicken wing down. Do not dip that sausage in my pepper jelly. Get the hell out.
Well, before we get to the Cowboys and that whole thing, how was the sauce and pepper jelly? Could you send this picture?
I sent you the video.
I was so disappointed. I said, of all times to not take like a mini vacation to Casa de Fitzsimmons, this would have been the weekend to do that, because it just looked too scrumptious. All the videos that you sent me on my phone with the sausage and the pepper jelly, and you had the chicken and all that stuff on the grill, and your egg grill that you have.
You guys thought I was full of it on Friday.
I didn't.
You were off, and Nuno Teixeira, our producer, Pat Costello was in the captain's chair. Alan Yates, I know you were salivating, man. I told you it was going to be a constant graze. We started with the chicken wings, slow smoked for about an hour and 15 minutes. And a black pepper rub, unbelievable. Then in wave two was eat sausage and pepper jelly. My neighbor Jimmy, you saw his reaction. He'd never had it before.
He was ready to faint when I saw that reaction.
You.
He was damn near ready to blow up.
Hits the palate, bam, it just explodes. Unbelievable. Then the next wave was the burgers, the brats, the hot dogs with a Mexican street corn salad, along with a little watermelon tomato salad, with a little cilantro in there. My wife did that bad boy. Next thing you know, you're in a food coma, trying to stay awake to watch USC, which none of us could find because it's on the Pac-12 network.
Exactly.
Hence why it's disintegrated.
Right.
That was my Saturday, Coach, right there. Done. And in the middle of all of that, are they sending Dak a message? Come on. Enjoy week zero, and here we go.
Nope. The Cowboys and the NFL won't let anybody enjoy nothing. I don't care if you're Sha'Carri Richardson winning 3 medals in the World Championship of track and field.
Nope.
Or your Casa de Fitzsimmons barbecue that went south that way when the Dallas Cowboys on Friday traded for Trey Lance from the San Francisco 49ers. And you mentioned Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner. When this trade was made, he talked about how, does it really affect the future when it comes to Dak Prescott?
How does it impact the negotiations of a contract with Dak? You guys talked all spring about wanting to get Dak done. I know Steven said he wanted Dak to be the quarterback for the next 10 years. How does this impact that?
Didn't cross my mind, period, about an impact here regarding Dak. I know that Dak wants to do anything we can do to improve this team. And we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. All those kind of things, because Jerry Jones knows anything that this team does. I thought Chris Collinsworth from Sunday Night Football on NBC Sports said it best over the weekend. He said if executives had their way, Sunday Night Football had the Dallas Cowboys all 17 weeks, because he knows what that represents. There's a hate, love, hate, and anything they do, anything they say is going to get attention, no matter how much it's going to drive me as a Cowboys fan crazy, or as you being the host with the most at your party over the weekend, how much it drove you crazy, everybody talking about that, because when you drive the needle that way, anything you do, anything you say is going to get everybody's attention.
Yeah, and so let me pose this question to you, Freddie, because you're spot on when it comes to that. They are the Dallas Cowboys, and it is the most important position in all professional sports. And when you play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to be one of the most scrutinized players in all of professional sports.
Right.
If you have to, and this is what I told everybody on Saturday, and I'll say it again right now. if you as a team, an organization, have to make a trade for a player to send a message mm-hmm. to another player that's currently on your roster, you damn well better jettison the dude that's already on your roster, because that means you don't believe in him.
Right.
And being based here and covered this team for as long as I have, I promise you, Jerry and that front office and that coaching staff believe in Dak Prescott.
Absolutely.
This was about improving their roster. They believe that Trey Lance is better than Will Greer, who, by the way, shout out to Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys for telling him, you know you're going to get cut after this game. The game's yours. Go put great stuff out on film. And he did.
Yes, he did.
Played his tail off. So Will Greer is going to land somewhere in the National Football League, whether in street clothes as a third team guy uh-huh. or as a backup somewhere. But bottom line is, aren't sending a message to Dak by bringing in Trey Lance. They are trying to improve their roster. And maybe, by the way, for only $940,000, that's what's on the books this year for Trey Lance. They owe him for this season $940,000. If you had a second round grade or a first round grade on him, you only gave up a fourth rounder, and it's worth the flyer to see what might we have mm-hmm. by bringing in a man who was taken third overall. And if it doesn't pan out, and if the Niners were right, then guess what? It only cost you a fourth rounder. It cost you less than $1 million, and you move on. I don't see how this is a lose anywhere for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ian Fitzsimmons, Freddie coming together, little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN2. I'll answer that after you hear how Dak Prescott reacted when finding out his Dallas Cowboys acquired Trey Lance at the backup quarterback position.
I mean, I can't say that I necessarily expected it, no. I understand that it's business. I understand that they're probably on a timeline. They need to get something done. And as I said, he felt like that strengthened this team. To be honest with you, I'm not surprised by anything anymore. You've been in this league 8 years, been on this team. It's hard to say that I was surprised, to be honest with you.
He really couched his words early on, the first couple of seconds before his train of thought got smoothed down that track when it comes to Dak Prescott. But I will say this. It's not about putting Dak on notice. I am with you on that one. But if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you're not helping this situation by bringing in a guy that was the third pick in the draft. Whatever draft grade you had on Trey Lance when he was selected in that draft is immaterial to me when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. They love speculation. They love scrutiny. They love being talked about, but haven't won a damn thing since 1996 when they won that Super Bowl. If you always won when you and you love, you and I have been together for a long time, working 8 years. We've known each other for longer than that. You always talk about, Ian, don't worry about winning the headlines. Don't worry about winning the press conferences. The Dallas Cowboys are undefeated in that until it comes to actually winning a championship. Then all of a sudden they get into a fetal position seemingly each and every year with the Dallas Cowboys. So that's what they do. You're not doing anybody any favors except for headlines and except for speculation and except for attention, because they win those deals all the time, Ian Fitzsimmons. But then when things go haywire, they have more excuses than a teenager who came home late after their curfew. I'm getting tired of that, the Dallas Cowboys. You want to make a trade for Trey Lance, fine. But you had to have known the minute you made that trade what people are going to say, but the Cowboys don't care because all they care about is winning headlines, winning press conferences, and winning attention. They're undefeated in that since 1996.
Yeah, and to your point, Freddie, I mean, and you and I have talked about this for over a decade, and that is, I don't care if you win a presser, because guess what? If you're the head coach you just hired is a splashy name, but he doesn't win games, you're going to lose the next one because
yes.
You're talking about his butt getting fired. You draft the wrong quarterback, you know, or a big splashy name, and, you know, he doesn't win games when you had maybe not as a group of five quarterback, whomever it was, right? Or an FCS guy like Trey Lance, and you had a high grade on him, mm-hmm. but he wasn't that splashy name, and you pass over him to just go win a press conference, your butt's going to lose games. And the next press conference you're going to have
right.
is going to be, well, we missed on that guy, mm-hmm. but we're moving on to this one. I don't care about the splash. And to your point about the Cowboys, they do. Jerry Jones loves to have that star, that logo on your television. He wants us talking about him on radio. He wants people to write about his brand, his team.
Yep.
And was that part of this move? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was, though.
I don't think so.
Because
Jerry
does not have, and the Cowboy fans are going to hate me saying this because they're going to be like, just shut up in case he's watching or listening. Right? Well,
he probably is.
He's looking at the back of his eyelids right now. We're good. Bottom line is this. Jerry does not have the same control over this roster like he used to. That's Will McClay, and that is Stephen Jones. They have more of a say, especially McClay. They listen more now to him and the scouting department, mm-hmm. like Coach Vaughn and whatnot, than they ever have before. Jerry will do all the pressers. Jerry will, you know, will deliver the message, but the real decisions are being made actually by football people. Look at the roster right now. Look at that defensive side of the ball. Look how they've invested in not just taking players for a splash, but like Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, remember, he didn't have a sack at Penn State his senior year. People were going, well, is he falling off?
Right.
He wasn't the splashy pick, right? But look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
He was the right pick. That's what the Cowboys are doing. So to your point, they didn't make this move to make headlines. I don't think they made this move to send a message to Dak. They made the move because they believe it makes their quarterback room better, and they get to firsthand see what they may or may not have in a man who was taken third overall just a couple years ago.
And one of those three first-round picks involving Trey Lance, one of those picks might have been Micah Parsons for the Dallas Cowboys. So it gets like a whole full circle moment when it comes to Trey Lance helping the Cowboys then, and they hope that he can help the Cowboys in the future, whatever role that is going to be. Ian Fitzsimmons, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN2. And some people called it the worst trade ever involving the San Francisco 49ers trading away three first-round picks for Trey Lance. We'll get to the truth of fiction or that next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Before the trade happened, and really after the trade happened, a Trey Lance going to the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers organization was getting crushed by saying, why would you trade three first-round picks for a guy that you decided to trade 3 years after that? With Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPN2. Ian, boy, it was flying in fast and furious when this trade was made on Friday. Why would the San Francisco 49ers give up on a guy that they traded three first-round picks for that soon and move on from him? RG3, plenty of people all around this network, other networks said that was the worst trade ever during a draft, and having this happen to Trey Lance with the 49ers trading him away barely 3 years after trading three first-round picks to take him.
Okay, two things. One, it was not the worst trade ever. I guess everybody has forgotten about Mike Ditka and my beloved New Orleans Saints giving away their entire draft for a running back.
Forgot about that, for Ricky Williams.
And a hell of a running back out of Texas and a Heisman Trophy winner, but it's still a running back. So stop with the whole, you know, the worst trade ever thing. That's living in the moment. In my opinion, giving an entire draft away for a running back is the worst decision in the history of draft day decisions.
Remember when he had the cigar and everything?
Yeah,
he smiled like he was a cat that ate a
Miller
canary.
Time.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, prop your boots up. We don't have to do another thing because we don't have any more draft picks.
Uh-huh.
So
that's
the worst
good
ever.
Good call.
Second thing, whenever an organization realizes that, man, we messed this one up, whether it's they should have, in my opinion, listen to Kyle Shanahan. I believe Kyle Shanahan, I haven't talked to him about this, you know, don't know the man, but you go back and watch the Senior Bowl in Alabama's, you know, pro day when Mac Jones was also in that draft. You and I talked about this on Friday, Freddie.
Yep.
Kyle Shanahan was following him around like a puppy looking for a dad. I mean, he loved him some Mac Jones. So they didn't go that route. They went with Trey Lance. And instead of keeping him in the building when they see practice every day, they watch him, you know, breaking down film in that film room, in that quarterback room. We don't see all of that. And then they bring in Sam Darnold, a reclamation project. Right. He beats out Trey Lance. So instead of keeping him around, you move on from him and get whatever you can. Obviously, that was the best offer they could get. So they shipped him out and did not keep, in their mind, a mistake in the building.
Absolutely.
And you've got a guy you spent the very last draft pick available in the draft last year on a quarterback out of Iowa State. And in 9 games, 7 starts, he looked pretty damn good. And whenever they got a book on him, they got some film on him, it didn't matter. So, and he took you to the NFC Championship game. They believe Brock Purdy is their guy. They have moved on from now what they deem a mistake. Why are so many people ripping the Niners? I commend the Niners for doing what they did. Yeah, we may have messed up and given away 3 first-rounders, but we got our guy. I don't care if Brock Purdy takes him to a Super Bowl.
No one's talking about this ever
Thank
again.
You.
Never again, because winning is the ultimate sanitizer, and I guarantee you the 49ers would not be getting the whole worst draft day trade ever if they did not trade it for a quarterback. We're not having this conversation if it wasn't for a guy that a lot of people wondered about with Trey Lance. Had not played a lot of college football in that year before he got drafted because of COVID-19, and North Dakota State only played 1 game. Even John Lynch, the general manager, when he's part of the preseason broadcast on KPIX in San Francisco, he was asked about giving up on Trey Lance barely 3 years after they drafted him and gave it 3 first-round picks for him before moving on and moving him on to the Dallas Cowboys.
A really hard day. Such a wonderful young man. You know, we took a shot, and it didn't work out. We own that. We take accountability for it. But I think, as I think you guys do, his story is still very much unwritten. And I'm excited for Trey. Dallas stepped up and really wanted him, and they came after him. And I think it's going to be a great landing spot for him. I could tell everybody it wasn't for lack of effort on Trey's part or on our part that it didn't work. Circumstances took hold, and he struggled through injuries. And this team's ready to win. And, you know, we like our quarterback room. We like Brock Purdy a lot. We like Sam Darnold, and we like Brandon Allen. So we wish Trey all the best in Dallas, and we'll always care about that young man and admire his work ethic and the person that he is.
In the words of the immortal Nino Brown from New Jack City, business be, never personal. And Not For Nothing by the Ian Fitzsimmons, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPN2. Weighing about the move the 49ers made, the move on from Trey Lance after giving up 3 first-round picks for him. You can do that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get to the fact of the matter. When it comes to this, that people don't want to talk about because they want to crush the 49ers and saying, when are we going to hold them responsible for first-round picks that haven't worked out, although that Nick Bosa guy is pretty good, that they drafted in the first round 2019. That Mike McGlinchey guy was pretty good at 2018 first-round pick before he moved on to the Denver Broncos in free agency. So let's stop the whole thing there. When are we going to hold them accountable for missing on first-round picks? They missed on this one, but they weren't trying to make him play through it. If they saw something that was enough for them to say, you know what? We can't invest in a guy that we invested with 3 first-round picks. They moved on from it. Hey, here's another hint, everybody. The NFL draft's an inexact science. How many other teams have missed on quarterbacks?
Amen. Especially that position.
Hey, thank you. As a Jets fan, I don't want to hear anybody talking about bad drafts with quarterbacks of San Francisco 49ers. Cleveland Browns, other than Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans, there are plenty of teams that have draft choices littering the carcasses all over the place that did not succeed. The 49ers were not going to allow themselves to say, let's keep giving this guy another chance. He got beat out by a reclamation project called Sam Darnold. We're not going to make this a 49ers problem anymore. So let's get off the 49ers by saying, when are we going to hold them accountable? Last time I checked, they got the NFC Championship game. The one miss they had was Trey Lance. They've hit on a lot of other guys, being one of the best teams in the NFC and one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah, and you know the irony here, Freddie, is that Dak Prescott, as a rookie, had a guy in front of him get hurt. He took advantage of it, and he hasn't given the spot back since. And that guy that got hurt was Tony Romo against Seattle, right? When he got his back crushed like an accordion, Dak comes in, plays so well. Even when Romo later in the year was healthy, it was still Dak's job. And Romo, we never saw again on a football field.
Right.
Never even had a retirement press conference.
Exactly. Just
Dallas Cowboy. Just what happened with Brock Purdy?
Yeah, exactly. Just like in the movie in Love and Basketball. Never let a freshman take your spot. Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, freshman took your spot. Tony Romo, freshman took your spot. Dak Prescott. No, don't get injured and on crutches like Sidra in that movie. And then Monica McCall got in. Monica Wright McCall took her spot. Never let a freshman take your spot, especially in the NFL, especially that position.
Yeah, and Freddie, when you also think about the future for Trey Lance, it's not over. You know, Ron Wolf, the Hall of Fame general manager for the Green Bay Packers, every other year it felt like would draft a quarterback at some point to develop them, showcase, and then ship off for a better draft pick. Meaning, like, where'd Aaron Brooks go out of UVA? When he shipped him off to the Saints, I think they've spent like a fifth-round pick on him and got a second in return, whatever it was. It's called equity. So the Cowboys can showcase Trey Lance if he stays healthy and they're able to develop him a bit and show what the Niners thought they had in the third overall. You might be able to flip him from a fourth to a second. Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, that is the most important position. And if you think that improves your room at the most important position in all of professional sports, why wouldn't you do it? And for Lance, look at Jim Plunkett. Flamed out New England, won Super Bowls in Oakland. Steve Young was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Oof.
Went from Tampa to San Fran, and the rest is Hall of Fame history. So I'm not saying Lance is going to be that. But my point is, we've seen really good quarterbacks not cut it with their first team. And when they go somewhere else, whether this is the last stop for Trey Lance or the Cowboys flip him to another team for a better draft pick and get more equity for him, this is not the end of the road.
It isn't, but it will be the end of the road if Trey Lance can't play. That's what it comes down to.
Seriously,
no matter where he is or what position he's in with the Dallas Cowboys, if he can't play, the NFL is not going to be very forgiving when it comes to that. And if that's not a realization with Trey Lance now, then he's going to be bouncing around, and not play for any team. He better be careful. You do not want to be the Josh Rosen of the NFL that Trey Lance could potentially be if he can't figure this out and be the kind of play the 49ers thought they were getting and that the Cowboys hope they're getting by trading for him for a fourth-round pick in 2024. Keep weighing in on this at 888-729-3776, 888-729-3776, about Trey Lance being traded to the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers who gave up on him after trading three first-rounders for him. With Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. Summer school is over, especially in the NFL. It's time for Professor Fitzsimmons and Professor Coleman to give out grades for quarterbacks. What could possibly go wrong? Find out next.
Call me a professor.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
He is Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us for a little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning. Thank you very much. Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on ESPN2 and ESPNU. It is the first week of school for a whole bunch of people in the United States, or maybe the second week of school or third week of school, depending on where you live in the United States. Yes, I'm about the South, the Southwest, the West, and the Midwest when it comes to that. Ian Fitzsimmons knows all about that, having not one but two teenage daughters starting school last week. How's that going for you, by the way?
stop, move on, and hurry.
Let's do that. Let's bring in the leader of the Pretty Love Hate Machine. He's the producer of this show. That is Nuno. Nuno's going to give us quarterbacks, and being that we're going to be adjunct professors on this program, which means we're not going to get paid a lot, but we get to be adjunct professors, we'll get a chance to grade the quarterbacks. It could be a futures grade. It could be a present grade. But Nuno will throw the quarterbacks at us, and we'll give you the grades right now on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
All right, guys. The first student, Ian, I want, and I'll start with you, that I want you to grade is Bryce Young. What is Bryce Young's summer school grade?
All right. First of all, Professor Nuno.
What's up?
This is one of those homework assignments that you have to do, but you write the moment I got it. I'm going, are we freaking kidding with this?
No, he's not.
It's preseason football. We want to grade quarterbacks on some of them on one series.
Well, he's the dean of students, and he's not having
football.
Any. He's not having any kind of mutiny from the
I'm
adjunct professors here.
So here we go. All right, here we go. Bryce Young, Carolina Panthers. Oh, where's my brother? Assistant. Yeah, A+. That's Bryce Young right there. Done. There you go.
I'm going to give him an A because that offensive line is going to be in flux, and believe me, he's going to be running for his life a lot in the NFL this year. There are going to be plenty of guys knowing the back of his jersey, chasing him up and down, but he's going to be so unflappable that whatever he has to learn, if it's going to be running for his life on his back, is going to serve him, the Carolina Panthers as well. And he seems to be the kind of guy that will figure out things a lot quicker than people anticipate. So I'll give him an A because that offensive line is going to fail him at times, but he's not going to fail that offensive line when it's all said and done.
All right, next QB who we need to grade, C.J. Stroud. Yesterday after the game, his coach named him the official starter. So, Ian, what would you give C.J. Stroud a grade?
This one is actually interesting. Mm-hmm. As much as what I just said about this homework assignment, and I'm C's with degrees, like literally 6.5 years of undergrad right here. But this is one where he made a mistake early in preseason week one, where he should have checked it down and tried to force one down the field, Freddie, for about 15 yards of the right boundary.
Right.
And he had a check down where it could have been 3rd and 5. Instead, he tried to force it for a first down. You go back and watch his second game. He had a similar set, and he did learn from it. He watched the film, checked it down, and lived to fight another day. So I'm going to give C.J. Stroud an A-.
Yeah, what he said, for all those reasons. And also remember this, C.J. Stroud knows that anything he does positive – will be the best thing we've seen from the Houston Texans in the last 5 years. They've been a complete blank show ever since they had a 24-0 lead in the second quarter in the AFC playoff game against the Kansas City Chiefs. They have literally been the worst organization in North American sports during that 5-year period. Anything he does positive will be great for the Texans because they have not seen any positivity since that Sunday afternoon in Kansas City. I'm with you. He gets an A-.
All right. Next one, Anthony Richardson. So, Ian, what grade are you giving Anthony?
B.
Okay.
I mean, not as accurate as you want to see, but obviously that's expected coming out of only 13 games as a starter for the Florida Gators. I've said this a million times, and I'll say it again. His best 15 plays coming out of college put him in Canton. His worst 15 plays coming out of college, he couldn't play on a high school team. From throwing the football. So, I mean, I'll give him a B. You know, completion percentage was, what, just above 50%. He looks remarkable, toting the rock. He just has to become more accurate, and he'll work on it. His work ethic is phenomenal, a lot like Jalen Hurts had to do, but Hurts played a heck of a lot more football coming into the league than Anthony Richardson did. So he's going to learn under fire, but, yeah, I'll give him, you know, around a B.
I'm going to give him an A-plus for two reasons. No Jonathan Taylor and no Jonathan Taylor. That's why I'm giving him an A-plus, because he's literally going to have to be not only a top-flight quarterback sooner than later, but he may have to be the best running back on this football team because he does have Jonathan Taylor, he does have Jonathan Taylor, and he does have Jonathan Taylor. There are going to be plenty of times that Anthony Richardson is going to look like a 2023 version of Josh Allen because he's going to be doing a lot of running using those physical gifts and that physical structure that he brings to the table. And until that gets worked out in Indianapolis, it's going to be a long season. So you know what? I'm not going to punish him. I'll give him an A-plus right away because at least Jalen Hurts had running backs to help. He has no running back to Indianapolis, Anthony Richardson, to help him make his first year work.
Freddie, if I'm AR, I'm calling Justin Fields, Chicago Bears.
That's a good call.
And saying, what am I in for? Mentally, what should I be prepared for? Because it's a very similar situation that Anthony Richardson is going into that Justin Fields had in Chicago.
And he's going to get the same answer Clubber Lang said in Rocky III, pain. That's going to be the answer for Anthony Richardson. Yes, exactly.
Right. Dual action Advil.
So, Ian, just so you know, as the dean, I am grading your performance on this.
Oh, wow, really?
And Ian, let me just say,
wow,
you're not doing very well. So, let's go.
Jeez.
It's like my real schoolwork.
Listen, I'll write a feedback email if I need to tonight, all right? I'm trying not to, but I will write one.
Hey, wait a minute.
It'll be a stern email. It'll be a stern email to the president of the school. All right.
Looks like I'm going to detention, which I lived in. I actually set a school record for Jug, Justice Under God. That's what detention was called.
Oh, that's what it was called?
Before I went to high school. I set a record. I didn't know that at the time. They told me about a year later.
Yeah.
It stood for roughly 20 years, and some kid broke it. I was furious.
How many times did you get wrapped in the knuckles by the nun at that school?
Oh, it was Dean Conroy. I mean, that man.
All right. So that was... You mentioned the QB.
I think they named a chair after me in detention.
Yeah, I think getting a chair thrown at you in detention.
I'm about to throw a chair. You mentioned this QB, Justin Fields. Ian, what grade would you give Justin Fields based upon everything you've seen so far this preseason?
Again, preseason, I'll give him an A+.
What, you afraid Nuna's going to throw a chair at you now? You're not going to expand upon that?
Nope. I thought I gave a really good, honest answer on C.J. Stroud. I actually gave
C.J.
play.
Then you hit Anthony Richardson.
I mean, come on, dude.
The C.J. answer was really good.
That at least gets me a C in his homework assignment, doesn't it? Just that one answer alone I should get a passing grade.
Freddie, try to save your – Freddie, we're not grading this as a team, so like – you know, you're doing all the work, and the group's going to get an A. That's not happening with me. So, wow. Freddie, go ahead. Justin Fields.
Right now, I'm Butte at LSU, right? I'm not getting the ball. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Although you get in the chair from, you know, Professor Nuno, the leader of the Pretty Love Hate Machine. I'm going to give him an A+ as well because I think he's going to be improved. And we've seen a little bit of a jump in the short sample size that we've seen from Justin Fields. I don't worry about his accuracy because it's kind of hard to be accurate when receivers aren't separating from defensive backs. We're going to see that because you got a certain guy there that they acquire called, DJ Moore, that can be a number one wide receiver for him, making things a lot better, winning those 50-50 matchups. So, yeah, I'm with Ian. I'll give him an A+ for that one.
By the way, hey, Dr. Nuno Shivago, are you grading on a curve or what?
No curve.
There's no curve.
What
curve? There's no curve. I
hold each of you responsible for your own actions. That's how we do this around here. All right, last one.
Freddie can carry me over the top.
Yeah, no, let's see if you could save your grade. Jordan Love, go.
I think Jordan Love is going to be outstanding, by the way. When I say outstanding, meaning, you know, they're going to be around a 500 football team, and they'll be in the playoff hunt. Come week 16, week 17, week 18. You know, why? Because I think Jordan Love's going to play a lot better than most people think. I was satisfied with what I saw in the preseason. Mm-hmm. Again, preseason. That answer right there alone should get me a passing grade.
It ain't because Nuno's not having that. I'm going to give him an A as well because here's something that Jordan Love knows. Whatever pressure is going to be there, they have put a system in place to kind of reduce that pressure on him, where he's not going to have to make every play. They run the ball a little bit more. The receiver's going to play and try to make sure that he's not put in those situations where he has to throw that team from behind or try to keep that team ahead. I think they got the kind of perfect system in place where Jordan Love doesn't have to feel that immediate pressure in year one after Aaron Rodgers was moved out of Green Bay and now a member of the New York Jets. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he's Professor Fitzsimmons. I'm Professor Coleman here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPN2. Aaron Rodgers hit the field for the first time in a preseason game since 2018. So how much are they talking Super Bowl now in New York?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the old Lord is next on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
This is ESPN Radio.
I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Ian Fitzsimmons. A little Freddie and Fitzsimmons for you this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU and ESPN2. So when he walked down into the field in the all-white with the green helmet and the black shoes, you would have thought it was an NFL playoff game, not a preseason game, involving Aaron Rodgers playing his first preseason game since 2018. And you knew he was not going to be out there long, Ian Fitzsimmons, and we don't know what we're going to see in the regular season. But I wish people could have been here about 2 minutes ago, give or take a lie or two, and just hearing the Jets fatigue in the voice of Ian Fitzsimmons and our producer Nuno. Nuno's already on record saying he hopes the Jets get blown out the first Monday night of the season when they take on the Buffalo Bills at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
Hey, but you know what? Even if they were to get rocked by the Bills, it's just week one. And how many times have we seen teams, you know, just are all hyped and stumble out of the gate? Next thing you know, oh, wow, they're in the Super Bowl. It happens more often than you think. As a matter of fact, the famous RELAX, right, they end up in the NFC Championship game that year in Green Bay. So week one, week two, I think it's still a bit of a feeling out process. Now, week three, that's when you want to see, as any coach in any sport, that's when you really want to see that big jump. If you believe you truly have a talented roster. And let's be honest, man, the Jets, they have a Super Bowl caliber defense.
Yes,
they've got two running backs back there now, and Breece Hall. Next year is when you're really going to see the Iowa State version of Breece Hall coming off that ACL. It's always the next year. That's why I thought Dalvin Cook was a remarkable get by the New York Jets. And then the weapons on the outside, led by Garrett Wilson, I mean, it's just naughty. So if the big question, the big if, is the offensive line.
Right.
Can they get those five guys to be able to protect Aaron Rodgers and open up holes for Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall? If they can, they're a Super Bowl contender and a loaded AFC. If they can't, they're a middle-of-the-road team.
To me, it's going to be more about Nathaniel Hackett and the play calling more than anything else, because if that's any indication, those two series he played against the Giants, that's what you're going to see from the Jets. Get the ball in his hands quickly. You're not going to see a lot of him dropping straight back, three-step, five-step drops. Going to be quick off the boot action, get it out of his hands quickly. That little smoke screen, that little smoke route they ran to Garrett Wilson on the first play where the off coverage is there, throws a quick out there to him, let him make a play. You're going to see a lot of that until if and when that offensive line gels, because that's the smartest thing that Nathaniel Hackett can do. Even if Aaron Rodgers, Ian Fitzsimmons, was not close to 40, if he was 25 years of age, that should be your game plan, to let your playmakers do all the work and reduce that kind of pressure, having your quarterback trying to throw three- and five-step drops. Get the ball out of his hands quickly, run the football, and make things a lot easier for the offensive line to gel a lot quicker for the New York Jets, especially early on the kind of schedule they have with the Bills, Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs, and Eagles part of their first six games.
Having said all of that, I was a bit surprised that he got out there and played.
I wasn't.
I hadn't done it in 5 years. I mean, why do it now? But obviously, he said, you know, to get the ovation out or whatever. I mean, okay, but I mean, I was a bit. I know you weren't. Well, I mean, why weren't you surprised? Because this is something he hasn't done in half a decade.
Because a new football team, and the last thing you want, I would not want Aaron Rodgers' first game with a new team to be Monday night, opening night versus the Buffalo Bills. Even if it's only for two series, he needed to be out there, and he wanted to be out there. So I was not surprised. Now, if this was Green Bay and he was still there,
Man,
he'd been having a Mai Tai in the Prince of Darkness somewhere before he would have played a preseason game for the Green Bay Packers. But with the New York Jets, and as much as he's been locked in with that team in preseason, we've seen that on Hard Knocks on HBO. Yeah, I had no surprise in my voice and had no surprise at all that he was out there Saturday in the final preseason game for the Jets against the Giants.
I just love that so many people were just fawning over it. Oh, it's a preseason game.
Yeah.
Vanilla coverages.
Absolutely. Second and third teamers on the Giants defensive side.
Yeah. What were you expecting? You know, I mean, to be honest, look, ball shouldn't hit the ground. He stunk. We want grotesque overreaction, as we've had to everything that Aaron Rodgers does. Let's just really lean into it, right? Ball hit the ground. He had an incompletion. Epic failure.
It's not right for you to say that, but you're not wrong. I'll say that. It's not right, but it's not wrong when it comes to that at all. Let's put it that way.
Speaking, I mean, the man belches and it's national news right now.
No, don't say that, because then Mike Greenberg's going to come walking through that door and say, you know, his belch on a scale of 1 to 10 was an 8.5. It could have been a lot better. That's the last thing we needed. Yeah. But the best, to me, the best story of the weekend was Lewis Lappe to walk off home run
that
in the Little League World Series. This kid, 6'1", 150, 160 pounds. I don't know what they're feeding him in El Segundo, but I want it. I want to be him when I grow up. He was pretty much unstoppable, not only pitching, but also hitting for El Segundo. I mean, this game was fantastic. It was 5-1 El Segundo. Curaçao hits a grand slam in the fifth inning to tie the game at 5. A 1-0 pitch, and he smoked that ball over the wall. Here's the call from Carl Ravitch on ABC yesterday.
Challenged him, and this game is over! Lewis Lappe does it again! California, your Little League World Series champs on a walk-off home run!
Man,
yeah.
One,
uh-huh.
Ravi's you know, stating the fact that they haven't given up a home mm-hmm. run in the entire World Series.
Wham!
1-0 pitch.
Next pitch. You can't make that up. And how about this, right? I mean, Freddie, go back to when you were 12,
yeah.
And you just did that on national television. If that were me, if I'm Lewis Lappe,
right.
Looking back at from 12 and what I've accomplished since, after outside of being a father of two remarkable kids, that may be the apex of my athletic. I mean, that's it, right?
So be
but
it.
Just stick with athletic career.
Yeah.
That ain't no way. I mean, that is unbelievable. And he's immortal. We will be talking about that, and that highlight will be shown for the next two decades. What a remarkable moment for that young man. And 6'1", like 160? I'm with you, dude.
Yeah. What are they feeding
Give me
him?
What he's got.
Yeah, whatever's going on El Segundo at the local markets or the local cookeries or whatever that is, I want some of that, because that kid is not just strong. He country strong. When he hit that ball landed in El Segundo from Williamsport, Pennsylvania on that 1-0 pitch. And to me, one of the best moments about that, it always makes the Little League World Series fantastic. They did the whole thing they do, circling around the track. They touched the statue in the outfield. And then the Chinese Taipei team, they see each other. They're in the stands watching. And the California team goes and they high-fiving through the fence. And then all of a sudden, someone said, can we get a picture? And all the young kids all turned around facing the camera in the stands and took a picture of the international champion and the World Series champion. And I'm thinking, that's what makes those events, the Little League World Series, fantastic, because they're just kids. They're being kids on a big stage like that. It's remarkable how that happens each and every year in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and anybody that says that, you know, they're being exploited, you know, and this, come on, stop. You think they're going to remember that for the rest of their lives, win or lose. I think it's one of my favorite events of the year. It's awesome.
It really is. I can't wait to go next year. We got to find a way to do that. You and I go together.
Come on with it.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that next year. We'll find a way to get the Fitzsimmons and Coleman clan up there to check out the Little League World Series in Williamsport. Week 0 in college football saw a 0 when it comes to the Pac-12. We'll explain that next.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.